You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in and listening to The Real Short Box. My name is Donald, and I'm here with a couple people you might recognize.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Chris.
Oh, hello, Chris. Hello, Kevin. I'm also Kevin now. Listen to me. I got a deep voice.
Well, hello, Kevin and Kevin.
My name's Kevin. Kevin Jr. Kevin the Third. Kevin 2. Kevin 2.0. There we go. That's it. I got it. Anyway, we're going to be talking about childhood promotions, and what we mean by that is it's going to be just like stuff that from our childhood. We'd like to hear from you, though, too. We'd like to hear what was an amazing promotion for you in your childhood. Like, for example, I know a guy that I occasionally will work with at a comic shop. We Can Be Heroes in Chatsworth, California. Julio and his son, Max, really loved the promotion that McDonald's had for the Pokemon cards, where they gave away Pokemon cards. This was very recent, by the way. This was last year, 2021. And he was super excited by this promotion because there was some relatively rare cards that you could get in these Pokemon packs from McDonald's. And so that means little to nothing for me, obviously, but for him, it meant a lot. So it made me think, wow, what did I really love when I was a kid? And I think one of them was quite simply Cracker Jack prizes. I'm going to be real. I really loved like some of the fun Cracker Jack prizes that they would give you in the boxes. Sometimes you get like a decoder ring type thing or something stupid or like a tattoo or something. But then for a while, they were giving out little mini baseball cards.
Yes.
Legitimately little mini baseball cards. And I was a huge baseball card collector when I was a kid. And that was like one of the most amazing things to me. Do you guys remember anything?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. Those Cracker Jack boxes, that was actually one of the things I couldn't wait to open up a box and see what would be in there. If it'd be a tattoo, be a little toy. You're absolutely right, Donald. When I was like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, I used to love Cracker Jacks.
And I think now it's kind of changed a little bit. Cracker Jack prizes have gotten cheap.
Oh, really?
They're not as coveted.
And yeah, they're like stickers now.
Right.
Shame on them. Shame on them.
So that's switched over, and it's more Kinder Egg prizes. And in fact, if you get on YouTube, if you're listening to this on YouTube, actually, just switch over when you're done listening to this. And just Google Kinder Egg openings, and there are hundreds of videos of people opening Kinder Eggs. They film themselves opening Kinder Eggs to show you the prizes and how they put them together. And like millions of views, guys, millions of views. I can't believe it. It's like kind of crazy. And I'm an avid Kinder Egg collector myself. I like the toys in them. Like I'm sitting down now at a desk. And in front of me, I have a couple cars that just easily snap together in two pieces. One of them is an Aston Martin from like James Bond era that looks really cool. It's a silver one. And it's like an actual, almost like a matchbox car. It rolls around really cool. It's a really cool car. And it came in a Kinder Egg. So for me, like Kinder Eggs are the new Cracker Jack prizes. They really are. And they're really cool.
That is awesome. I like that. Can I bring up one that I just remember
now?
Yeah,
go ahead and mention something.
All right. Do you guys remember in the 80s, the Fruit Loops, inside they had a toy. It was like this wacky wall collar glow in the dark.
Oh. I mean, I remember Fruit Loops, but I don't remember the glow. I remember. Wait, was it like a, like a spike?
Spider. Spike?
Yeah, like looked like a spiked ball or something almost?
No, the best way to describe it, it kind of looked like a octopus spider type thing. You know, you had like the little circle in the middle and you had these little tentacles hanging out. And what you could do is they're wacky wall walkers and they glow in the dark, and like you were able to like stick them on your wall or whatnot.
Oh, so you'd put it up to the light and yeah, then go into a dark room and throw it on your wall and watch it kind of fall down the wall.
So in some cases, yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would do that like now. I'd have Chris take his shirt off, and in the dark, I would throw one on him and watch it crawl down him. It's very erotic.
That's disturbing.
That's how babies are made.
What kind of babies, though? What kind of babies are being made?
Butt babies.
Oh, my God.
The only kind.
That's terrible. Yeah,
that's the only kind we can make, Kevin, is butt babies.
Oh, man. You guys are sick. You guys are sick.
We're sick like a fox. Wait a minute, what? How's that work? Anyway.
Speaking of being sick, I remember back in the, I don't know, late 80s, early 90s, McDonald's was like the king of mugs. Like they had so many promotions for mugs for movies that would come out. I remember the Flintstones. They had the Flintstones movie had like a glass mug.
Yeah.
Really cool. And then of course Batman. I think Batman Forever.
Yep.
I just remember like constantly there was like glass mugs or cups or
something. I remember promoting Batman movies. Forever. One of them was a Riddler mug and the handle was the question mark. And another one was the Two-Face mug, and it was him. The handle was a coin that was being flipped by Two-Face, like being like flipped in slow motion, and that was the handle.
I just remember they looked way cooler than they should have for McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I still have all mine, by the way, and I never freaking use them. I should go back home to where my parents live. I have them there, and I should grab them and bring them back and just have like a big Batman party, and we drink out of those mugs and watch Batman movies. That sounds cool.
That can work.
Of course it can work, and it will work.
Are you sure?
Well, back in the day, you could watch several Batman movies in one day. Now it takes a whole day just to watch one.
That's true. That last one was over 3 hours long. Good Lord and gravy.
It was a great nap time.
A bit long in the tooth, if you ask me.
But yeah, so McDonald's, I know, they had quality movie tie-ins back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And now the only tie-ins they got are sickness. I don't know.
They used to do Disney toy tie-ins, which are always great. I remember Batman the Animated Series. They did that one. So they had Batman the Animated Series toys. I think I got all of them, if not most of them.
Man, I remember even their Happy Meal toys were on point back then. They had the Chicken McNugget toys.
Oh, man. Yeah. The ones, they did it twice. They did the ones that you just opened up. And they were like robot-like characters. Like one of them was a milkshake. Yeah, like a
Transformer sort of things.
Yeah, milkshake, French fries, pancakes, Big Mac, cheeseburger.
Yeah, there was an ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone. And then they did ones where they were like the pets, like the dinosaur pets or something.
Yeah, but then they also had one where it was chicken nuggets. And like they had different costumes, like Halloween costumes.
Yep, also remember that. And then they came out with the... you get your Happy Meal served in a pumpkin, like a plastic pumpkin that you could then trick or treat with later. And it
glowed in the dark. Yeah.
Glowed in the dark, yeah.
So yeah, they were like the king of like the really cool toys. Like it was like cool toys that you collect. I think they did Beanie Babies for a while there too.
Yeah, they did. They did Beanie Babies. I can't remember which, if it was McDonald's or Pizza Hut, but you remember the Land Before Time ones that they did? They were like plastic, kind of rubbery puppets.
That was McDonald's too, I believe.
Because I know you were talking about they did that for Pizza Hut for something, but I can't
Pizza
remember.
Yeah, Pizza Hut had puppets, and it was from the show. It was tied with the show Elf. Yeah, four different
from the film, like, from the TV series or the cartoon series.
The TV series with the alien life form Elf.
Yeah.
And they had four different puppets. You could get like a rock and roll elf, which is the one I had as a kid. And they had like a cook elf. And then there was the traditional elf where he's wearing like a Hawaiian shirt. And then also I think there was also like a baseball, like Cleveland Indians elf. And there's collect four you could collect. And I was always tried to collect the four, but you know, we didn't really eat out Taco Bell that or Taco Bell and Pizza Hut that often, so we didn't even get a chance to.
Let me ask you both. This is to you, Kevin and Chris.
Okay.
Did you guys in your town have that Pizza Hut reading promotion where if you read so many books, you would get a free personal pan pizza?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
You don't remember that? Okay, so in my hometown, we had it to where if you read a book, you'd write down what book you read, and your parent would sign off on it. And if they signed off on it, then you could go to Pizza Hut after you filled in the card, and you could go get a free personal pan pizza, and then you could get another card and read more books and get more pizzas. Well, we were super poor when I was a kid, so I would tell my parents I read shit that I didn't read just so I could get the free pizzas. And my parents, I don't think they knew that I didn't read a lot of what I said I read, so they just signed off on it, and then they would take me to Pizza Hut, and I would get a free pizza. It was like the greatest scam ever created by a fast food pizza company or any company, that like it was just so, it was the perfect storm of amazing. I remember they would like get the pizza out of that one of those like pans, like those almost cast irony metal looking like they've been used a million times pans, and they would get the pizza out, and it was really thick, and it had this golden delicious crust on the outside and this just amazingly soft dough and this gooey ooey cheese with this beautiful red sauce and the pepperoni, and they would put it in a little box for you, and they'd be like, okay, here's your free pizza, and you'd like, thank you so much. And then you would just run out to the car, and you wouldn't even wait till you got home. You would just run out to the car, and you'd start eating slice after slice. I think it was four slices in there, and it was amazing, and it was free.
Like, I don't remember that, but I do remember, like, we had our library had, like, a summer reading program where you could get, like, pizza coupon or coupons for free pizza or free Slurpees and all kinds of different food. So we'd do that one, and I'd read a ton of books and get, like, you know, that's how I'd get my Pizza Hut was from there. So maybe it was like the sort of same thing, but it was the partnership with it, and they were just going through the library rather than going through Pizza Hut.
That makes sense. That probably was smarter because they can police that better. But in my town, they did not do that, and I took full advantage, let me tell you. Kevin, do you have one? Like, I know we talked about the nuggets that you could dress them up and stuff. And I know that you kept the costumes, so now you use them for your testicles, which I always thought was odd until I tried it myself, and it's actually quite fun. So do you have any other ideas like that for people?
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's disturbing.
Kevin's got no idea what I'm talking about because he put nugget costume on his balls. Okay, Kevin, come on. Be real. Give us another idea.
Well, how about this? How about Garbage Pail Kids?
What'd you do with that?
No, just Garbage Pail Kids.
On your balls?
No. Just to you know, trade and look at it, be disturbed by what was
did that the
actual.
Was that a promotion that they gave away someplace?
No, it's just something that came in a pack.
Kevin, are you drunk?
Yes, I am.
I freaking knew it. God damn it. Chris, what do you have? Do you have another idea?
For promotions?
Yeah.
Like, I remember McBurger, like, you know, McDonald's, you do, like, cool toys, and they do a lot of different cups and stuff. I know Burger King used to give away a lot of watches.
Oh, yeah, they did.
You know what? That's right. I remember that.
Like, I'm pretty sure there was, like, a Jurassic Park watch. There was, like, a Rugrat watch.
I have the Jurassic Park watch, by the way. It still works. It's delightful. You just have to change the batteries out every so often. I also remember, okay, so let's be real here. Let's talk cereal box prizes, because that's a good big promotion. So, like, I remember when they had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cereal from Ralston, which, by the way, was a dog food company. Let me just preface that. And you could send in so many UPCs and you would get I believe it was a Raphael cereal bowl. And it was, you ate inside of his, basically inside of where his stomach, the bottom of his shell was. is where you'd put the cereal and then you'd add the milk. And I think it also came with a Ninja Turtle spoon, if I recall.
I added that bowl for years. I probably caught out college.
You know what? I never opened it. I kept it like in the plastic, dude. I never ate out of it. I still have it. I really want to eat out of that bowl now. Jesus, I need to go home for that too. Man, there's a lot of things I need to get when I'm home.
Did you like Cookie Crisp cereal?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That sometimes had like some baseball cards, you know, three free baseball cards.
I think you're right. They did do some a lot of cereal companies did do baseball card giveaways or just trading card giveaways in general. I want to say some other promotions that I've seen over the years. There was a Nestle Quick promotion that you could get a big mug, a Nestle Quick mug, which I thought was really cool. I still have it. Another mail away promotion that I got, this one was really cool. And in fact, I brought it back with me and I have it with me. It's in the living room right now. It is a Darkwing Duck magnifying glass. You're talking nice. About cool, man. Like, this thing was the bee's knees. This is like the creme de la creme. This is top of the line. A plastic purple magnifying glass that says Darkwing Duck on it. And it's still in the box in cheery condition, but I remember ordering it. And I think it came from like the Disney Afternoon or something like that. They were like, mail away. And it was like something that came in like in a Sunday funnies type thing. You know, it came in the newspaper and there was a mail away thing for it. I think it was that kind of scenario. Like TV stations used to have to where like Fox Kids had where you could join the Fox Kids Club. Burger King was like, oh, we have a Burger King Kids Club and you could join that. And they would send you like a certificate that you could frame and like a, you know, you carry like a, you know, like your insurance company. Now that you're an old fart, you would carry your like health insurance company or your dental plan card. It was just like that. You know, it was like a paper card that you would laminate and be so proud of. Some cool shit, man. We got like, I feel like kids today really get the like, you really get screwed over with fun stuff. They don't get nearly as much because it's all like digital and like it's content. Yeah. It's not physical, tangible things as much, which is kind of sad.
Do you remember, like, speaking of sticking to what you were talking about, what you were talking about Ninja Turtles with the cereal a little bit, tangible things. Do you guys remember, like, back in the day when you could go to Burger King and buy, like, the VHS tapes? Or is it... like of Ninja Turtles, they were selling Ninja Turtles tapes.
I don't remember Burger King doing it, but I know Pizza Hut gave away X-Men the Animated Series VHS tapes. It came with a trading card, a small poster, and you got a personal pan pizza. I remember that. But I don't remember the Ninja Turtle VHS tapes coming from Burger King. Although that sounds amazing.
Yeah, they were giving away. It was like $3.50 or $5 or something like that for a video for like a VHS tape.
Okay, so it was like $3.50 or $5 with any purchase, right? You had to make a purchase.
Yeah, it was a purchase, and then you could just buy it. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what the price was, but it wasn't too expensive. But you could only get it at Burger King. There was no other way to get it. It was at Burger King. Otherwise, there was no video. There was no VHS of it.
Yeah, it was just enough that your parents hated you for making them go there because they had to buy something in order to buy that for you. So whenever you go to something like that, they'd be like, yeah, I'll take a small fry and a Ninja Turtle VHS tape. I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that? I want a small French fry and a Ninja Turtle VHS tape, please. Okay, sir. That'll be $5.50 at the window. And then they would get the small fry. And then, of course, like they would end up giving it to you. So you'd be eating the fries and looking at your coveted VHS tape and your parent would be driving you and being like, frickin' stuck in damn frickin' Ninja Turtle bullshit. You know what I mean? Like they would just be cursing it because they had to go there because you just whined the whole time about it. And they finally got it for you. And they didn't even get any fries out of the deal.
And if I remember correctly, it was called like the Burger King Kings Club or Kids Club.
Burger King Kids Club or Burger King Kings Club, something like that. Yeah.
And it had one episode on the VHS.
Oh yeah,
the one I remember was the magician one. Like Raphael was or Michelangelo, I think it was a magician or something. That was the one I got when I was a kid.
Hmm.
There's a few, but there was like, you know, it was like the ones you could collect all of them.
I remember joining the kids club for Burger King, and I remember one character named Wheels. It was a kid in a wheelchair. And I thought, well, that's really on the nose. But that's all I remember or thought about it, to be honest. I might even still have that kids club membership tacked up on the wall in my old bedroom back home. I'm not even joking. It's quite possible. I mean, there was just so many things. Like Batman promotions. They did a Burger King, I think, did a Lord of the Rings promotion, which was one of the last of the greats, if I recall. You could, if you bought anything there, you could buy a mug there, a Burger King goblet, Lord of the Rings goblet. And I think it was $5, if I recall, something like it, maybe $3. And it was this goblet with a rubber base, and the rubber base had a light in it that you could flip the switch on the bottom, and it would light the chalice, so to speak, blue. And you could put whatever drink you wanted in it. And it was amazing. The only thing that they didn't think of is in time, those bottom rubber bases kind of tend to yellow. So you would get this beautiful glass goblet kind of thing. And then at the bottom, you would have this slightly yellowed rubber base that it set on. And then, of course, the battery would die. And then it would just set on this yellowed base. And it just did not look nearly as cool as you thought it would. But the idea was really solid back in the day.
Yeah, do they even do promotions like that anymore? Like, I can't think of anything. Like,
I don't know.
I can think of, there's a movie coming out. Here's a special pizza for it. But, like,
yeah, the Batman, they just did that not long ago. They did when the Batman film came out. Before that, Little Caesars did a promotion for a pizza shaped like a bat. And they gave away a free poster, the Batman poster. Which I thought was kind of amazing, to be honest, because Little Caesars isn't as huge as they used to be, but they were really trying to make a comeback. And I heard that calzone bat pizza thing hybrid was actually quite tasty, which is kind of amazing. So my hat's off to Little Caesars for over promotion. I thought that was pretty genius.
They still own two sports teams, so it's not like they're like that bad. Guess
it's the Tigers and the Lions.
No, the Tigers and the Red Wings.
Ah, okay. That was close. Kevin, do you remember anything else, do you remember something from some company or something that they gave away something? I remember, like, I think it was Hostess used to have mutagen cream pies from the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
They give away like a trading card, I think, or something inside of the cream pie when you bought it. Not inside the pie itself, but, you know, in the package.
Didn't Pizza Hut have like a mutagen, like, thing too? Like a green sauce to put on their pizza or something? It was like a mutagen, like...
I'm sure they did.
Turtle Ranch or something like that.
The Ninja Turtles were everywhere, man. They were everywhere.
As I think they got the best marketing in the 80s and 90s out of... Well, they talk about it on the how does it get made, or not how does it get made, what is that toy?
Toys That Made Us?
Toys That Made Us episode. They talk about all the marketing that got, you know, Ninja Turtles so big, and it was all, half of it was just, you know, tie-ins with food. Yeah. Restaurants and just food.
I remember the song for It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Pizza Crunch of Bunkus, a snack attack, Jack, going to pieces over tiny little pizzas. I remember that song. Like, why do I remember that song? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It wasn't amazing, but it was catchy enough that, like, a 9 to 11-year-old kid in love with Ninja Turtles would remember it for the rest of their life. And that's it. You just carry it with you for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
Pretty sure they had like a Chef Boyardee special, Chef Boyardee at Ninja Turtles too.
Yeah, but it was a little different. Chef Boyardee had like they had like the a chef's hat shaped butt plug, and they had a pizza flavored pacifier and just some weird shit that they came out with that just didn't make sense. Very sexual and then very childish all in the same breath, which makes you wonder. It just didn't work.
That's a little disturbing.
No, I don't think they did that. I hope they didn't do that. Good Lord. If they did that, I don't know. But I remember Chef Boyardee. I don't remember them doing too many. Like, I always felt like Chef Boyardee could have been, like, he was like, I could have been amazing, but I sold my soul. You know what I mean? Like, he was a great chef at one point, and then he just sold his life to a goddamn, like, corporate sponsor or some shit, and then they owned him. It was like, and then they put him in a room with Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima and all the rest of them, and they were all just like sad and lonely. And like, I feel like there's a movie brewing here that we could make, guys. Like,
characters.
I really feel it. Yeah.
But I feel like most of the food these days that like get promoted for anything, it's like, well, you want to promote a movie, you want to promote this or that. Make a cereal. And it's like, there's cereals for everything. There's even a freaking Baby Shark cereal.
Really?
Yeah. Saw it at Walmart today.
I didn't know there was a Baby Shark. I remember there was a Batman cereal. I remember that when the movie came out, we got a Batman cereal. Ralston, again.
That's true. You got it.
They did that. I remember Batman was in everything. They
Ghostbusters. Gave Batman. I think there was a Ghostbusters cereal, too.
Yeah, there was. And what I loved, I enjoyed getting prizes in the boxes. Don't get me wrong. That was always one of my favorites because it was instant gratification. But my mother was the queen of mail-aways. Anything that you mailed away for, only $1 with so many box tops, my mom was on it. I would run to the mailbox, and it was not close, guys. I would run up to the mailbox. Because I lived out in the country, and I'd run up to the mailbox to see if I got anything in the mail that day. Like, if I got anything cool. I'm not even joking. Do you remember Red Baron pizzas?
Yes, yes.
I got a pair of aviator sunglasses from Red Baron pizza.
Ooh.
Because my mom got enough UPCs and mailed away for them.
That was Marlboro for my family.
Ah, or like Miller Lite or something. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beer companies and cigarette companies did a lot of mail-away stuff, too. That's very true. Very true. You could get
a whole like little like catalog of stuff from Marlboro. And you're like, get this many points. You can get this. You can get this.
Yeah.
You can get this.
Yeah, yeah. And Coca-Cola caught on to that, and they started doing that, too. And in fact, not too long ago, they still had Coke points. I don't know if they're still doing it or not. I can't be 100% sure, but up till like a few years back, they still were. I know that much.
Yeah, I mean, I used to collect a bunch of stuff, Coke stuff that I collected from points.
Yeah, you could get a lot.
I was like, Coke stuff was cool. They had panda bears, or not panda bears, polar bears, and little penguins and stuff. So I'm going to collect some stuff.
Yeah. So from cereal boxes to Cracker Jacks, to pizza, to cheeseburgers.
To bubble yum gum.
To Fruit Loops, to, you know, so on and so forth. Cream pies and anything and everything. The 80s and 90s were quite rich with giveaways and free product and mail-aways for cheap items and stuff. It just seems like it was never ending. And then it kind of just ended.
Yep, we'll never see this era again.
No, we will never see that era again.
I think it came with the creation of the internet.
That's true.
Once the onset of the internet, those kind of things kind of died, went by the wayside. Yeah, very true. I'm actually, I don't remember who put this one out. Let me see if I can see it. It's McDonald's, and it's 2019, guys. This is a Star Wars giveaway. It's a keychain. And it's C-3PO, and you pull it down, and it's just his head on a keychain thing, and then you pull it down, and his body pops down, and then on the other side, though, you click on the button. There's a button on the other side where you slide his body up and down, and you push in, and it lights up a stormtrooper, you can see in like a little window. It looks like a 3D stormtrooper. And it's all done with mirrors and lights. It's really cool, actually. But I got it right in front of me. It's a C-3PO from McDonald's keychain thing. So, McDonald's, I know Wendy's was a few years back. In fact, I have that here. It's right here. It's Gary from SpongeBob SquarePants. And you open it up, and it's also a keychain type thing. And there's a sticker in there, and then there's a little backdrop of Bikini Bottom and a little cardboard cutout of Gary, and you just stand him inside of the cutout, inside of the keychain thing, and then you can pop the top, the front of it back on, and now you have Gary inside of Gary on a keychain thing that you can hang on your backpack or whatever. So they still do some things, but it's mainly with fast food, I feel.
Would you consider Funko Pop, would you consider that a promotional item?
No, because Funko Pops just, they don't really give those away.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, but yeah, they don't give them away, but everything is a Funko Pop that wants to be promoted. Like,
they did,
you want to make it big, you make it a Funko Pop.
They did have a very clever idea when they created Funko Cereal, and inside you could get a small Funko Pop. And that's where they hit everybody in the nostalgia feels. And people started buying these cereals like wildfire. The only problem was, is every cereal tasted exactly the same. They just changed the color. There was no marshmallows, different shapes, anything. It was just different colors. And the boxes were different and the toys inside were different. And that's it. So they kind of shot themselves in the foot and really kind of had to move away from that because people just didn't want to do that. They'd rather just buy the small toys than buy a big cereal box with a small toy that they were going to open and throw the cereal away.
That sucks.
I mean, from all that, I'm looking also right in front of me. I'm not even joking. I have a Yomega Yo-Yo from McDonald's. When did this come out? Let's see. In the year 2000. And it is a very fancy, you open the package, it is a very fancy Yomega D-Force Firestorm yo-yo. For those that were into like big time yo-yoing back in the day. So I still have a lot of this stuff in front of me and around me to this very day. But yeah, it's definitely died off in popularity. It's not as prevalent as it once was. Do you guys ever think that we're going to see that again? Is that you think it's going to come back around?
If it does, it'll be in some form we haven't thought of yet.
I think it's all in phone apps and stuff like that. All the promotion goes through like special. Here's a special level of, I don't know, Angry Birds. Yep. What games that they play these days?
Fortnite.
For phones. Fortnite, or here's a special level in Minecraft or something like that. I think it's more internet and digital based now than it is physical based.
Yeah, I could totally see that. That's a good point. Yeah. And hopefully some of the kids, now can see stuff like this later, or when they're growing up, they can experience this kind of stuff. But if they can't, maybe they can listen to this, they can Google it, they can YouTube it, they can see some of the stuff that happened in the past and kind of enjoy that, as a very nostalgic kind of thing that happened for us. But, I just want to thank the audience for listening and tuning in. And I want to thank you guys for being a part of this. And if we don't see you out and about any time soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the wild, vivacious, but never uptight comic book shop.
Good night, everybody.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.